Thanks for listening. This station is in a commercial break, and we'll be back shortly. Stand by. We're in a commercial break, and we'll return to your favorite station very soon. Thanks for listening.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then, I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone rewards stretched Jason's love even further. He recalled moments he and his car shared, oil changes, brake jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53, where scarfing down that bean burrito almost felt like cheating.
Sorry, car.
It's a really good burrito.
That's Jason's zone. Let AutoZone rewards help find yours.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Musicians, it's summer, and whether you're having a backyard party, local club show, or heading out on the road, drop into Guitar Center first and save up to 40% on guitars, keyboards, drums, and other gear on the go. Get an Ibanez acoustic electric guitar for just $174. Electro Voice microphones, just $39. Or Ernie Ball acoustic strings, three sets for $12. Get road ready and save up to 40% now through Sunday at Guitar Center. Don't miss it.
It's Blackhawks Lightning in the Stanley Cup Final. Hawks fans, live the excitement with us before and after every game. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
3:01 and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, David Schuster with a scoreboard update. One down, three to go for the Blackhawks, who will look to go up 2-0 tomorrow in Tampa Bay. And Jamal Mayers from Comcast Sportsnet gave his preview of Game 2 to Spiegel and Goff.
I expect the Lightning to go after the Hawks. I expect, you know, it'll be interesting. I think it's going to be very important to score the first goal. Whoever scores that first goal, I think it's going to dictate the most part of the game and force the other team to chase the game. And for me, I think that's one of the biggest, most important things to have happen is to score first.
And Joel Quenneville said today that Brian Bickle is questionable for tomorrow night's contest, Q saying it's not a concussion, while Bickle was unsure if it's migraines or vertigo. Quenneville also said that Trevor Van Riemsdyk will not play tomorrow, but could see action later on in the series. Speaking of series, the NBA Finals resume on Sunday night, with Golden State winning last night's game. They're up 1-0 over Cleveland, and still no word on the status of Cavaliers guard Kyrie Irving, who was having an MRI on his knee today. Turning to golf, it's one of the last tune-ups for the U.S. Open, the Memorial in Dublin, Ohio, and David Lingmerth is the leader in second-round action. He shot 65 today. He's at 12 under par. That's one shot better than Jason Duffner. Jordan Spieth is on the course. He's burning it up, 5 under on the front nine. He's at 9 under par for the tournament. Phil Mickelson at 4 under in the clubhouse, and Tiger Woods 3 under for the day, 2 under. He is just making the turn. Blackhawks playoff coverage on the Score is being brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer of the Chicago Blackhawks. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. And this scoreboard update brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, with 0% financing on 2015 Sonatas and Elantras. I'm David Schuster, and you are listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Our next game here on the Score later tonight, with the Sox hosting the Tigers. Our broadcast beginning with Chris Ranji's pregame show at 6:35, and it's all right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This are brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet.
Scores and Bernstein
at it again.
Boers and Bernstein. Afternoons on the Score.
Will a loss in the finals tarnish LeBron James's legacy? Come on. Is that really a question? This year, and those injuries and what's happened, and now somehow if he loses, it tarnishes his legacy? You got your damn fool mind?
I think in some people's world, it will if you hate him. I mean, I don't know. There has to be a percentage of it, because that's not the first time I've seen that. It's like, what happens if he loses again?
Well, he's going to lose.
Yeah.
More likely than not, he's going to lose to a much better team that is more dangerous than just one guy surrounded by everybody else.
Surrounded by?
A bunch of bums. I mean, that's...
Bag of bums.
Boers and Bernstein. Over 15 years on 670 The Score.
Here is Brad. He's on The Score. Hi, Brad.
Yeah.
Yeah?
I told you about the Miracle on Ice.
What?
The Miracle on Ice. Everybody thinks the U.S. beat Russia to win the gold medal, and that's not true. It was actually they beat the Netherlands after that to win the gold medal. That's what I want to clear up.
Brad, are you day drinking?
Oh, hell no.
You're not drinking?
You're sober right now.
No, I'm smoking pot.
Marijuana helping you? Is it a medical prescription?
Medical? Well, I'm waiting on a lobotomy, yeah.
Okay.
That's too late. I don't think you're waiting on one.
I think that might have already occurred.
Anyway, good talking to you guys.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on The Score.
Terry Boers, Dan Bernstein.
It's a Friday on the road. It's a business trip.
Let's go to work.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Mark Trestman is our leader of this show. Is it every day he's got a Mark Trestman?
I saw an article this morning that he's putting the Baltimore offense to the test, that it's passing with flying colors. Exact words.
Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Okay. I read that. I saw that today in my timeline. Said, "I'll be damned. Dr. Death is getting it done, ramping it up so they can become a scoring machine with his unique way of seeing things all game."
What way is that, by the way? What unique way does he have of seeing things?
And I heard the comment from Jamal Mayers about that. He says the big thing for me is scoring first. And I
expect the Lightning to go after the Hawks. I expect, you know, it'll be interesting. I think it's going to be very important to score the first goal. Whoever scores that first goal, I think it's going to dictate the most part of the game.
Why not find out if it's true that scoring first matters? I'm crazy that way. I'm silly. I just like to know if, in fact, it actually matters. If it didn't matter in the first game, why will it matter now?
As a matter of fact, if you score the first goal and do that same thing over there, you will lose again.
You'll lose again.
That same style you played in the third period, though, they were hiding and come and get a style.
But somebody could very easily look up whether or not it matters if you score first.
It matters.
In general, in hockey, or
I doubt it.
In a final game.
Doubt it very
generally,
seriously.
I would think that scoring first would correlate with winning, not because you scored first, but because you scored first because you're better. And generally, a team that is better at possessing the puck, better at getting itself opportunities, might be likely to score first. But it's not the scoring first that made you more likely to win. It was the being better.
That's the part of it, you think? The being better thing?
Yeah.
Well, that's what he said. Hey, you know what? I can provide that same hockey analysis, and I will on Monday and Wednesday when we're out. I will provide that very same hockey analysis, and I do not want to back that up with any facts or figures. I just want to say it.
Well, that's like we read this huge article about the most brilliant coach who took this uncommon, uncharted, winding path to the top of the NHL, and he couldn't figure out that you don't want to give the Blackhawks the puck. Coaching genius. We have 4,000 words on how brilliant this guy is, and he's coaching in Texarkana. He's painting the ice. He's learning his craft. He's got a law degree. He's working on Wall Street.
He's a Renaissance man.
And then he figures, okay, we got a one-goal lead. Chicago Blackhawks, let's just give the puck. Here you go. Don't take it. It'll be good. All right, we got this one. Idiot. Sorry.
I don't know if you cost anybody the game, but you certainly, I don't remember ever seeing anything like that.
This is Sully. He's on the south side. He's on the score.
Yeah, I got a question with how much does a player's TWTW factor into his WAR rating?
Was that supposed to?
I do have a serious question there. Yeah, very funny.
That's probably better than that.
If you take everyone's WAR rating on the team, shouldn't that equal their record for above or below 500? If you combine every rating.
If you combine pitchers and hitters, I'm not so sure it works out that way, that you end up with a total number of wins. I mean, that's how, in general, that's how the Pecota projections work, is they put an individual value on every player, and then they do it in aggregate. I don't know if it actually does work after the fact. I'm not sure. I don't know. Somebody with more knowledge of advanced stats could probably answer that, but then you might have some variation between what Pecota does with its data and what Baseball Reference does and what Fangraphs does. So the answer is I'm not sure. But the actual stat just simply gives you a way to determine if this player were replaced in the lineup by an easily available, inexpensive, replacement-level player, what would the detriment be to the team? How much would you, or gain? In the case of like Starlin Castro right now, if you were to swap None. Him out, you would gain a half a win.
You would. Anyway, the Houston Mitchell from the Los Angeles Times did this last summer. He agrees. He's picking people to throw out of the Hall of Fame. We've done this.
That's our bit.
It's our bit. He's throwing out two third basemen, Freddie Lindstrom, fewer than 1,800 hits, out of baseball at age 30. What the hell is going on? And then George Kell, never received.
Yep.
Now, here's something that I find this interesting, because you had this veterans committee comprised of idiots, and they put this guy in. All right, never received more than 36% of the votes on the regular ballot before being elected by friends on the Veterans Committee.
Oh, well, there's no point.
Had only
there.
Two truly great seasons.
This angry texter from the 219 says, quit talking hockey if you don't know a thing about it. Stick to basketball.
Well, we know the first goal they score wins.
Just call in and explain then if you actually do have the numbers that explain the importance of scoring first, and if you can adjust those
numbers.
We're
here for you.
What you could do, what a statistician could do, is adjust those numbers for quality of team and try to look at it on an averaged basis. And you sort of put in some weighting in there and say, all right, if we have one team that's way better than the other team, that's way more likely to win going into the game, obviously you're going to have a different meaning for scoring that first goal. But I'm sure they know. I'm sure people know. Although I'm never sure about anything when it comes to what people know. Sorry.
Yeah, don't ever bet on that. And by the way, the outfielders that he takes out, no Lou Brock.
Well, then he's not paying attention, because Lou Brock's got a bad case there. I mean, I know he was famous and exciting. I had no idea what a bad outfielder he was. And that's
I didn't know he was. I knew he wasn't good at a lot of things for the Cubs. I don't remember him being quite that bad of an outfielder, but okay.
That's a positional comp to other left fielders, too. So it's already the worst outfielders to whom he's being compared. Matthew in Elgin, you're on the score.
Hey, how's it going? Great. I just wanted to talk about the upcoming baseball draft, see where the White Sox are looking at taking. They take a guy like Daz Cameron.
They're not going to be able to take Daz Cameron. He'll be gone.
Do you think, I was looking at a couple mock drafts, and I see Daz Cameron still there.
Okay, well, I hope they take him then. Sweet.
And what about, do you think he's going to end up like Jared Mitchell?
Hope not. Jared Mitchell, bad.
Jared Mitchell.
All right.
What the hell would I know? I never see the guy play him. He could walk in the room and know who the hell he was. How can I scout him?
All right.
And more importantly, how do you scout him?
Look at a couple mock drafts.
Yeah, what are you looking at? Never seen any of them.
Damn. It's a...
Oh, God.
Here's Maddox Boy on the score. This should help.
Hey, guys. I was listening to you talk about WAR and whether or not you add everything up and it equals wins. The answer is no, because that's not what it's measuring. It's measuring the difference between that player and a replacement player.
Right.
A replacement player, in other words, a replacement level team isn't going to win zero games.
No, they're going to win about, I think, 40 games is
yes,
what it comes
exactly.
out to.
That's correct. About 40. So by default, it can't add up to the number of wins that team has. It just can't. There's not, the math wouldn't work. And when you add the pitchers in, it certainly wouldn't work. And people also make the mistake of thinking that this, that the player that's being replaced is an average player. You know, an average player is way better than a replacement player.
Right, an average player is a what, a 1.8 win player?
Right, about 1.8 wins. And if you had a team filled with average players, you've got a really good team.
Yeah, at that point, you're ahead of the game if you have nobody underperforming.
Which would seem highly unlikely.
Right, because all teams have some people underperform. Well,
that doesn't happen.
Asked and answered there. And apparently Scott from Davenport is working on the whole scoring first thing. It's just...